This is Howard Coble. I'm a member of Congress representing the 6th Congressional District in North Carolina. The jobs and the economy are two crucial issues. One of the primary obstacles or impediments, particularly to small business, are the governmental regulatory shackles. The regulatory community has expanded itself about 16% in recent times to the tune of $54 billion that would require businesses, large and small, but the small businesses are the ones that are most severely impacted in responding to the regulations that have been forthcoming.
Why do you think these regulations have come up?
Well, I think one reason they've come up is because my friends on the Democrat side of the ledger seem to embrace regulatory process more warmly than we Republicans do.
Can you specifically talk about one particular regulation which you believe is cumbersome for small business owners?
Well, there's so many, I'm not sure I could come up with one that's cumbersome to small business owners right now. There are a multitude of them.
Can you just think of one that maybe you've been in discussion about?
Expensive paperwork generally. I mean, it imposes a burden. And when I say small business, I don't mean to exclude the big business community, but the impact is more severe when what small business community is affected.
Congressman Coble, you've represented North Carolina's 6th District in Washington, D.C. since 1984. What are some of the things you've found successful in terms of breaking through political gridlock?
Well, I would first of all try to promote the advantages of bipartisanship, and I think that can be done. But the problem, the root of the problem is excessive spending. Excessive reckless spending. And I think we need to address that. I think if we talk about reducing tax rates for all taxpayers, and it wouldn't be a bad idea to repeal Obamacare, because I think that is a far from perfect piece of legislation. And it was rammed through. You may remember that former Speaker Pelosi said that we need to pass that bill so we'll know what's in it. Well, normally you do that in reverse order. You find out what's in it, and then either pass it or reject it. And I would advocate extending the exemption of the estate tax. The estate tax is now exempt up to $5 billion at a tax rate of 35%. If we don't address it, it will expire on 31 December, and the exemption rate will be diminished from $5 billion to $1 million, and the tax rate will be increased from 35% to 55%.
Do you think it would be better if we ran this country more like a business as opposed to the Democratic government we have now?
Well, I think it'd be far more productive if we ran it like a business. And pardon my subjectivity, but I think we Republicans would probably come nearer advocating that than many Democrats up here.
Why?
Well, when you run it like a business, you can't go out and print money, and you must stay within the confines of your budget. So that would clearly be a step in the right direction, it seems to be.
But then what about the mindset that at the end of the day, your stockholders want to be paid? So if that means you have to ship jobs overseas, that's the move you're going to make. How would you balance that with an American population who still needs to have jobs so they can earn an income and support their families?
I would balance it by continuing to resist increasing in taxes and eliminate burdensome, reckless regulations.